From Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, probably very familiar with most all of you. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, August 15th, 2022. Freshly back from a few days away and enjoying time with family and pray up things and think through things and vision cast. In fact, today we're having a staff retreat at Lake Sarah, and I'm very excited to be with our staff and our board members, our Springfield staff and Champaign staff and Fisher staff. We're all going to be gathering for a day of a retreat and sharing time, devotional time, and I'm going to take the team through a few exercises. So be praying us up. We're asking God to anoint that time as we meet together in his name and pray up the future of the ministry, just different things that he's put on my heart and the heart of our team. But it's a great bunch, and I'm excited about today. But freshly back and in me in the studio, I'm excited to share again with you, is Crystal Hoag. She's the founder and CEO of CHM Bible Theater. You've heard us talk about that in the past. And Crystal, what? We've had you on probably two, three, four times in the last few years. Because you put on so many great productions, I guess you would call them. Sometimes there may be mini skits, too, you put on in churches to give people like a teaser of this is a full production to introduce people to the Bible and to the Savior Jesus. And I know you're working on something, so we're going to talk about that. And you have your special banquet coming up that we want to invite some listeners to attend and be a part of. But thank you for carving out the time and being available today. You've recently been involved in our Ministry Leaders Network luncheon, and you got to see all the pastors and the unique way God's at work and praying up something that God will do in our community in the days ahead. And when I was thinking of different people that are passionate about Jesus, that love God's Word, you came to mind, and I wanted to include you. And I still hope to have your husband involved in a morning program, a Testimony Tuesday, because he's a faithful follower of Jesus. And a great guy, but we got to keep praying him up to get him in here. He's a little shy, even though he's very gifted, a great communicator, love God's Word. He's like Jason Schiffo. If I could get them both in here, they could be the Bible answer men and answer all the questions. And Charles is a great guy, so I hope to introduce him to our radio listening family. But on Monday, we talk about prayer generally, and we're going to do a reading, three sections from Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. And I'm going to ask Crystal to do our reading. And you may wonder, why did he open up with Genesis chapter 1? Well, we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But here we are in chapter 4, and the sections that we're going to look at include my favorite prayer partner story, the rest of the story, and the rest of the rest of the story.
After D.L. Moody's church burnt down in the Great Chicago Fire of 1871, he took what was to be a short, quiet study trip to England. While there, a pastor recognized him and prevailed upon Moody, 1837 to 1899, to preach at his church. He preached in the Sunday morning service, and the people seemed indifferent to his words. But the evening service was completely different. An observer stated, At 6:30 in the evening, it seemed while he was preaching as if the atmosphere was charged with the Spirit of God. There was a hush upon all the people and a quick response to his words. Though he had not been much in prayer that day and could not understand it. After his message, Moody asked for people who desired to become a Christian to stand. Hundreds did. Assuming that they misunderstood his invitation, he said, "All of you who want to be Christians, step into the inquiry room." Within seconds, the room was packed and overflowing. Again, Moody tried to thin the ranks. He said that if they really wanted to become a Christian, they needed to stand. Everyone did. Moody then prayed for them and said that if they were really serious, they needed to come back the next night. Shockingly, more people came on Monday night than had been there on Sunday. The spontaneous revival lasted 10 days, with more than 400 making professions of faith and joining the church.
Now, Crystal, I will put a little disclaimer. You just got the book. I handed it to you. I said, we're going to read a few chapters here. So you're doing great. But setting the story here, can you tell where it's going to probably go, knowing we've been talking about the importance of people praying for their pastors and praying for a work of God? And suddenly the morning service, it didn't seem like much happened. But you can probably read into that. I bet there was a bunch of people praying. And now we're going to hear the rest of the story.
Absolutely. Yeah. The rest of the story. Moody was wise enough to recognize that someone must have been praying.
Mm-hmm.
During those 10 days, Moody kept inquiring until he found a bedridden girl named Marianne Adlard. She spent many hours a day interceding for her church. Sometime prior, she had read an article about an American named D.L. Moody. After reading of Moody's dynamic ministry to the poor of Chicago, she ripped out the article and placed it under her pillow. She began to pray, "Oh Lord, send this man to our church." On the Sunday that Moody just happened to speak at her church, her sister went home and said, "Whom do you think preached this morning?" After Marianne failed to guess, her sister responded, "It was D.L. Moody of America." "I know what that means," cried Adlard. "God has heard my prayer."
And I'm thinking, in light of your husband, Charles, did he attend Moody or he's taken courses at Moody?
Yes, he did visit a couple of times at the church before in Chicago.
See, he needs to be in here. Yeah. Charles, if you're tuned in, this is a sign. You should be doing some of this reading about D.L.
Right.
Moody.
Yeah. Right. And so the rest of the story. It says, it was November 15, 1978. It was one of the few times I have ever missed church. It was a Wednesday night, and I was a college student. I had the flu and stayed in bed with a fever. Unable to sleep, I was reading Moody's biography. When I read the story of Adlard, God spoke to me. I got out of my bed and sank to my knees, asking God to show up and power at prayer meeting. The next day, I wrote these words in the margin of my copy of Moody's biography. Sick and stayed home from prayer meeting, so I prayed for revival. God answered. They had a 1 hour and 20 minute invitation at church. Then, as dorm mates returned from church, had an hour praying meeting in my room afterward. God answered. One of the guys who lived across the hall had come bursting in the door from church. He was under deep conviction. He literally pulled me out of my bed onto my knees and begged me to pray for him. I led him to Christ right there. He is a pastor today. My room then filled up with young men. A spontaneous prayer meeting broke out with guys repenting of sin and recommitting their lives to Christ.
The power of prayer. That was a few different readings from our book, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. And because Crystal is here, I gave her her own copy. I said, you get to take that with you. It's one of my favorite books. I read it every few years. And some months back, I was rereading portions of it at night, and I thought, I got to share some of this over the air. And so if you've been with us for the last, I guess, 5 or 6 months, you've heard excerpts or portions. We're just kind of working through. We're up to chapter 4, but all those programs are archived, and we love to talk about prayer on Monday. And I was thinking, Crystal, in light of, you know, you being the founder and CEO of CHM Bible Theater, and I know your work in the community, like some of the healthcare services you're providing and some of that ministry work, I'm sure it's been undergirded in prayer, you and Charles and other people that have been supportive of you. So maybe as part of, if you will, a Testimony Tuesday, share some of the impact that you've seen as a result of prayer, and then how you're also praying up your event coming up.
Well, thanks, Mark. I just think it has been amazing, even as Christians, as we pray, to see God work, to see how God answers those prayers in different types of ways. I've seen him answer even at the healthcare clinic. I'm not a nurse, but I do. There's a healthcare clinic. I've seen God send people to help there. I've seen God send people to help in churches. I've seen God help people in the communities. I've seen God heal people. I've seen so many different things happening when we pray. And so as Christians, as a believer, knowing that we can tap into a God, number one, who loves us. Mm-hmm. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish but have everlasting life. Mm-hmm. When we tap into that God who loved us so much to give us access to his presence to pray,
yes,
well, things happen. And then there's unity. And then there's ministry leaders coming together, churches coming together, unity in different races, different ethnicities, different all types of life coming together to serve the Almighty God, mm-hmm. Yahweh, Yeshua. And it goes on and on how great our mighty God is. And so I've seen him work, yes, in the healthcare. I've seen him work also in our Bible theater.
Right.
And so that's what we're doing now, is putting on this new upcoming event called Genesis.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
I mean, in fact, Holly and I plan to attend. And I wrote down, as you were sharing, it's the saying, Jason has used it and other people have used it, when we work, we work. When we pray, God works.
Mm.
And the importance of us lifting up our petitions, or when we intercede on behalf of people. And I know, because God had put on your heart some years ago the importance of how drama and the arts can be used to his glory to communicate spiritual truths in a very creative way. And so you've spent a lot of time praying the founding of CHM Bible Theater. So talk a little about CHM Bible Theater, God's calling on your life for that, and then this upcoming event, this gathering, this great dinner, and I won't call it entertainment. What did you say? A dinner and...
It's a dinner theater.
Dinner theater.
Right.
Yes. I mean, it'll be entertaining, but I don't want to minimize...
Entertainment
or,
ministry.
Yes. There we go. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, of course, it started in prayer. When I began to pray and seek God for guidance and things, and he dropped in my heart many years ago, back in 2008, when I started this production company. And we've presented productions in Chicago, Indianapolis, and also in Champaign. So turned it into a 501c3 nonprofit organization, a way to bring the Bible, which I am extremely passionate about. In the Bible, you see their stories. Mm-hmm. And so we want to take these stories and bring them to life on stage. We've also had a kids program. We wanted the kids to get involved. So all of the ones that are artistic, creative individuals wanting to use their God-given talents, because mm-hmm. everyone has talents and skills and abilities, to bring this to life on stage and allow other people to see. Because some people who are unbelievers may not even receive the word as they should in church, but maybe they can receive it even better visualized, you know, maybe on stage, and then see the Bible, Genesis, with Adam and Eve and Moses and Rebecca and Jacob and Esau and so on,
sure.
You know, come to life on stage. And so that's kind of like what we do, is present God's word, the Bible, on stage, using that individual's personality, their character, drama, special effects, sound, music, all of that, to bring it to life, to just give life to. Of course, you know, it's already alive. God's
right.
word is living, it's breathing, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And I can go on and on about that.
Yeah.
But this is just giving that creativity, like movies. They watch movies. They like Netflix and all the other different things and watch movies. Well, this is like a way to see the Bible come to life through plays.
And you've recruited a number of people from different churches, so there's that element of the fellowship and the praying together and the performing and the practicing and unifying people together, which is another part of your heart.
Absolutely, and that's what I've seen happen. We have had over 8,000 people have been impacted through these productions. in those people, we have seen different types of races. We've seen different types of pastors coming together, allowing their churches to participate. That's why you see different types of people in our productions, because it's a God thing. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than the pastors. God has used this type of unique and different ministry to bring unity. So as you look at this, as you decide, well, you know, this sounds exciting. You look and see the different types of people being part of this production, because we're all human. We're all wanting to serve God in a different type of way. And ours just happened to be drama. Right. So praise the Lord for that.
So you have an event coming up. It's a dinner, and you're going to raise some funds through the ticket sales, and we're going to have a great meal, and there'll be a production put on that evening.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And so, yes, so this is something that we've been planning for the last couple of years. Of course, then COVID hit. So this is like post-COVID, right? So we've been trying to do this dinner theater for a long time now. So, yeah, so it's going to be a nice, elegant, fine dining where women get to dress up. You know, you can, you know, husbands can bring their beautiful wives with them to this event. There's music. There's, of course, good food to eat, as well as we do have a couple of video presentations, and then also a play that you'll get a chance to see Moses come to life on stage, and Adam and Eve, and so on and so on. So yeah, this is definitely going to be a wonderful event. So this is going to be August the 20th, this Saturday, Genesis, In the Beginning God, which is August the 20th at 3 o'clock. Seating is limited, so you want to get your tickets now before we sell out. You don't want to miss this show. If you've seen our productions before, this is going to be awesome. We do have some of the actors from the Good News Productions going to also be in this production as well. You get a chance to see some video presentations as well. A very, very good event. Come and enjoy sweet fellowship and unity, and enjoy this production.
And I know we've talked about at some point doing something here at Marketplace Mall with the theater troupe. Now, we have the Great News Radio Theater troupe that recently did The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. That was almost a 2-year in the making production. But it's neat really how we've worked together, and you volunteered and assisted, and hey, if I can help Kate in any way,
yes.
And I know we've had some of our actors and actresses or some of your actors and actresses in our productions, so it's kind of neat how God has brought us all together with the same purpose of honoring God and yet communicating spiritual truth.
Absolutely, and even I was just watching the news the other day, and I noticed that Shrek is coming out, I think, at the Virginia Theater. Well, I'm like, you know, we're a Bible theater. We present, you know, these Bible plays, so why not use this time to come together, and even here at the station, you know, maybe out across the mall, and have this beautiful production coming on, you know? So a great time of fellowship and unity.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out whether we could do it outside in this little garden area here.
Mark, I think we can
seating.
Do it, Mark. We can do it right there. You
right
see right there?
We
there's
set
a little
the staging, and
yes,
then we have this room
staging.
Next to us.
Yep.
Or we could do it in front of Dick's Sporting Goods. They said whenever we want to put something on inside, so there's always that backup. And in fact, you were a part of this, and I haven't said much because we're really praying it up, but we have a core group of people that are coming together to pray to see how God might be moving in our community. And we always think about drama has a unique aspect for people that maybe haven't gone to church, but seeing the visual, it draws them in. Or when you have music and song and worship, it can work on their hearts. And then you have somebody proclaiming maybe an evangelistic message. And so there's a group of us praying about how God might be impacting our community into the future. And the mall has been very open to allowing us to utilize the space out front here or in front of Dick's Sporting Goods. And also they said that I could use the outside parking lot. So we're just praying up options.
Yeah.
I know Chief Tyler was like, we want you downtown in the middle of the city. And so we're praying
well, that too.
Where, and yeah, so maybe it's all the above, but appreciate your heart. Now, how would somebody, they're excited, they want to come, they want to have a nice meal out. Maybe it's two girlfriends that want to come together. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a father-daughter that want to come to this. It's going to be a nice meal. Is there an upfront cost, or is there a donation that you would like to receive so people have an idea? Or somebody that can't go, but they want to support the equipping people to proclaim God's word in a visual form through a drama, through a skit.
Absolutely. Yeah, and since this is a fundraising dinner for our youth and arts and theater programs, the cost is $50, and it's because it's an elegant dinner. You get a nice meal, you get entertainment. So the cost is $50.
So $50 a person?
A person.
Okay, so $100
right.
for a couple,
right,
or
a couple.
If it's a dad and a daughter, that'd be a great date night out.
Mm-hmm.
Dads, $100. It's
right.
worth it.
It's worth it. It's definitely worth it. And so you definitely want to go to our website, which is chmbibletheater.org. And click on the purchase ticket tab and just make sure that you do that right away before it sells out because
sure.
the seating is limited. So that, and also you can also call us at 217-407-3022. That's 217-407-3022. chmbibletheater.org, and theater is spelled theatre.org.
Okay, so chmbibletheater.org or call 217-407-3022. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org, wluj.org. Crystal Hoag is the founder and CEO of CHM Bible Theater, lives locally here, attends Windsor Road Christian Fellowship. We appreciate Pastor Randy there preaching God's Word, so you're under some great leadership. But next time, you must bring your husband Charles in with you. I want to introduce him to our listeners. He's a great follower of Jesus, and God is using both of you. He's influencing, if you were a part of a week ago Friday's program, we talked about what is influence and the unique role we can have, that salt and light in the world, and Charles is doing that with many young students, and you are doing that, Crystal, through your different ministries that you head up and are a part of, and thanks for offering your time and assistance, and I know you've been a part of some of our gatherings as we vision cast and see how God will use this ministry and the ministries at large in our community to touch lives and save souls, introduce people to Jesus. That's what we're all about. So thank you for being available. Again, if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, stop by greatnewsradio.org or wluj.org. And I hope today, probably they'll sell out after today. So get your reservations in for a ticket or two to join in on this Saturday at 3 o'clock for a special fundraising dinner, entertainment, a great meal. In the beginning, God, and it's going to be on Genesis, and that's why we opened up the program with that verse. So I hope you can join us and be praying up this ministry, be praying up Crystal and CHM Bible Theater, and we'll just leave all the results to God as He works in and through this ministry, in and through Crystal and her ministries, and in and through you today as you follow Jesus and serve those around you. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Crystal Hoag with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.